Seems like just yesterday we were heading into weekend number one at Music Mountain. And here we are today, this weekend, heading into the finale, the final weekend. Good morning, Oscar.
Good morning, Marshall. It's great to be here with you. It's been 16 amazing weekends at Music Mountain in a row. Yeah, that's how long the season is every summer at Music Mountain. But yeah, on the 18th of September, this coming Sunday, we'll wrap it up, our 93rd season.
It's amazing when you think that, really, it just seems like we just got started. And I know it must feel like that for everybody at Music Mountain, because it's putting the season together, watching the season unfold, and then wrapping up the season. You got to feel a little melancholy. I mean, you feel great that you've put on a great summer of entertainment and music, but now you know this is it, the final show for the year.
Yes, I think we come into a rhythm, and that's how I feel, that you know, we get accustomed to having these amazing concerts every Saturday, every Sunday at Music Mountain. And we fall into that kind of rhythm. Oh, what's going to happen this Sunday at the mountain? Oh, okay, this jazz group. Oh, okay, this classical music, chamber music group. And people from the area come many times. Also, this summer has been quite a trip. I mean, you can imagine how much we can cover over 16 weeks. It's a lot. And we really have had it all this summer, from pianists to oboe, many string quartets, many jazz groups, you know, well-established, emerging. It's been fascinating. But this Sunday, we wrap it up, and then we go into planning and preparation for our 94th season, starting in June 2023. So we'll be back.
All right, let's talk about this weekend, as a matter of fact, on Sunday.
Yes. So we have the Cassatt String Quartet coming back on the 18th, this Sunday. And it's a program that has a little bit of everything. What is very unique is that they come with Elliot Fisk, the great guitarist, the last student of Andrés Segovia, the famous guitarist from Spain. So Elliot Fisk will play two pieces with the Cassatt String Quartet. He will play a Boccherini guitar quintet. There are many of those because Boccherini was based in Spain for a while. So he wrote a lot of pieces with guitar, a very popular instrument in Spain. And some pieces also had some of folk music from Spain. So, for example, this guitar quintet by Boccherini is titled Fandango. And I guess the Spanish theme continues through the program just a little more, because they will also play Joaquín Turina, the Bullfighter's Prayer. It's like a 9-minute string quartet that reminisces over the moment that the bullfighter goes through right before coming to the ring in preparation, you know, kind of a meditation in a way. And Joaquín Turina, actually, something noteworthy about this composer. Jacques Gordon, the founder of Music Mountain, programmed Joaquín Turina several times in the 1930s when the composer was still living, like Ravel. I mean, Music Mountain has always had this idea of breaking the envelope a little bit, bringing living composers, bringing discovery pieces into the very traditional programs that people love. And two more pieces in the program for this Sunday, the 18th of September, Dan Godfrey Guitar Quintet. So that's the second piece with guitar. It's a living composer, but this is wonderful music, very much, I wouldn't say Americana, but it's very much inspired by the roots of you know, folk music in the United States. That's how I feel. There is some sort of flavor. Like, you could say there is a little bit of a flavor in Aaron Copland. I mean, some people may not like that kind of comment, but it's a composer searching for the soul of a nation, in a way. And last piece in the program, in fact, the one that comes first, is the Haydn Sun Quartet No. 5, which has given the name to the theme, to the season this year. Our 93rd season was celebrating the 250th anniversary of the composition of this set of six quartets that Haydn wrote in 1772, that were groundbreaking, very democratic, you could say. The cello was no longer playing just the bass, but they all were kind of participating equally as in a dialogue, which is what then later Beethoven certainly picked up from Haydn and Mozart and other composers. So these Sun quartets were historic, groundbreaking. They created the string quartet medium as we know it today, and as the Gordon String Quartet knew it, which is the quartet that founded Music Mountain. So without the Sun quartets, probably we wouldn't be here. So it's been great to celebrate them, and on the last concert of the season, we'll continue to celebrate that set of quartets with the number 5 in F minor. So quite a trip.
Yeah, I was going to say when you look back over the whole 16 weeks, the varying of the jazz concerts, the varying of the concerts, the chamber music concerts on Sunday, the public, the events that you held just to bring in the public and have a good time. It's been a heck of a season.
Yes, I feel that way too, Marshall. I mean, every time we, you know, what happens every fall is that we look back and then we say, okay, what can we improve? What can we do better? And, you know, also we talk with our audience at every concert. Sometimes I call a lot of people. We do have a lot of support in the area. But we are always trying to, you know, keep our ears open and improve. And then after doing our best, we just go ahead and plan and move forward. But, you know, never being 100% certain that this will hit the nail in the head. But this summer, I mean, it's been fascinating. We have done so much, and I think it has been a beautiful season. Also, we have experimented. We had those food trucks several days. We had a lot of pre-concert talks. On Labor Day, we just went bazook. We went all out, 6 events in 2 days for families, a birdsong walk, 2 poetry readings, stargazing. I mean, that was just like a climax. And you know, some things were really well attended, some things were not so well attended, and we took note, and here we go again. After this Sunday, we'll come back down again to analyzing and planning and putting together a fantastic 94th season. But overall, I agree with you. It feels good, Marshall. It's been a very rich summer. We have brought so much to Music Mountain this summer, and I think people have been thrilled and really appreciating it. So that really pays for all the effort.
And we still have this coming weekend left, musicmountain.org for more information. Oscar, always great to chat with you, and obviously we'll chat during the off season, but we'll also bring you back on next season.
Yes, thank you so much for all you do, Marshall. You're the best. I really appreciate this time with you every Monday morning during the season. Thank you so much.
All right, take care, Oscar.
Take care.
Oscar Espana Ruiz, the artistic director of Music Mountain, their final weekend concert this Sunday, musicmountain.org.